Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, May 18th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV, where independent news is still independent news, where we don't have any company network men walking lockstep with each other, no advertising money, and no corporate think tank foundation money funneled under the table. Independent news.
We do believe that truth should go hand in hand with media.
Exactly. Now, before we get started, Lisa, a man named Antonio D'Aragosa got elected mayor of Los Angeles. He ran 4 years ago against the current mayor, lost. This year he won. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what he does.
Well, it ends up that right now, Los Angeles is 48% Hispanic. And
well, that should fit right in line then with the current trend.
Right, so he's a Hispanic mayor, and since Southern California, essentially the entire Southwest, is being taken over by Hispanics, this is just another sign that this country is being lost
to an illegal invasion. I have two questions. Okay. Does he have a green card? And does he speak English?
Well, I'd say probably yes on both of those. But what a sign this is. What a symbol that America... This is the first Hispanic mayor in Los Angeles in over a century, in over 100 years. So just another sign that our country is slipping away from us. Now,
Los Angeles certainly is.
Yeah. Now, yesterday we got a phone call from Jeffrey Bennett, who's the publisher and the editor of the Federal Observer.
FederalObserver.com.
Right. And he said, did you see what's on Fox News right now? Well, we rarely turn the TV on, but he said there was this magnificent testimony from a guy named George Galloway.
Right.
So later on in the day, we turned the TV on and saw some clips of his testimony. And this is a guy that's rubbing against the grain. Mm. So I love things that rub against the grain, especially people that stand up in the face of political correctness and popular opinion and speak their mind regardless of the backlash that you're going to face.
And even though we don't turn on the TV really ever during the day for news or their version of news, we did turn it on yesterday, and it was some highly charged political theater we got to watch.
Yeah, so we got the transcript of his testimony, some of the commentary from various news organizations, and we're going to tell you a little bit about George Galloway today.
And you know what? It was worth it just to see Norm Coleman look like a deer in the headlights.
Oh, yeah. Now, for those of you who don't know, tell everyone who Norm Coleman is.
He's a Minnesota senator that got the Senate seat after Wellstone was murdered.
Right, Paul Wellstone. And this guy is cheesy as cheesy comes. And
in fact, Galloway called him a neocon pro-war hawk.
Yeah, we're going to list off some of the quotes that he made to this guy, but it was great to see him just squirming and obviously nervous by what
visibly
he was being
shaken.
And in all honesty, Lisa, I don't know if I believe anything that's on the TV, but if this was staged theater, this was damn good staged theater because he was making these guys twist in their boots. But George Galloway, for those of you who don't know, is a member of the British Parliament.
Right, he's anti-war, and he's spoken out vociferously against Blair and Bush.
Right. And now, he appeared yesterday before a Senate committee that's looking into the Oil for Food program, and they said that he illegally profited from this program by receiving millions of dollars directly from Saddam Hussein.
For those of you who don't know, the UN's Oil for Food program, or Food for Oil program, ran from 1996 to 2003. It was a $64 billion project, and it allowed Iraq to sell oil for a heavily discounted price so it could get supplies for food and humanitarian purposes.
Right, medicines and so forth. Mm-hmm. So this would alleviate the international sanctions that were placed on them after the first Gulf War. And what Galloway said yesterday was that these hearings were actually only being used to distract attention away from the United States companies that are actually making millions of dollars.
What he said was he was arriving there as the accuser, not as the accused. And he sort of turned the tables around on this congressional committee. And since he is pointing the finger at them for their war lies, They all looked pretty unsettled and, as I said before, visibly shaken that he was so defiant.
Yeah, and even though he was the one being accused of receiving millions from Saddam Hussein, he said that American companies were the ones that were paying millions
right.
to Saddam Hussein to pump oil. And one of the examples he listed was Bay Oil.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he said, really, when he appeared, this was going to be less of a defense and more of a full-scale assault on these senators up there on this committee.
Now, this is also related to this. In a recent Senate report released by Democratic staffers, they make two principal allegations. They say that the U.S. Treasury failed to take action against this Texas oil company called Bay Oil, which had facilitated payment of at least $37 million in illegal surcharges to the Hussein regime. And so these surcharges were in violation of this U.N. Food for Oil program. The second allegation they make is that the U.S. military and State Departments gave the green light for these shipments of nearly 8 million barrels of oil to Jordan, which was entirely outside this Food for Oil system, this program that was going on. So he really turned the tables on them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the media is talking about how he didn't act in deference to the Congress people sitting there. He was openly defiant. And he denied these allegations, saying they were made against him, saying they were unsubstantiated and false.
Well, is George Galloway guilty? Did he receive millions of dollars from Saddam Hussein? Now, I'm not completely pro-Galloway because this guy is in love with the UN, which mm-hmm. we're totally opposed of, against. And he did kiss up to Saddam Hussein quite a bit. So, you know, this guy's not an angel, but he stood up to these guys. And we have to get back again. Did he receive millions? Well, Galloway said yesterday that the senators have nothing on him except for his name on a list which was established by this puppet government in Baghdad.
He did say that he's been an avid opponent of Saddam Hussein.
Right, that's true.
He met with him twice. He said, trying to bring the end to suffering and war and the sanctions and try to work out something peaceable with Saddam and talk some sense into him. He said he met with him the exact same number of times as Donald Rumsfeld.
Right. And
twice.
We're going to touch upon that because this is one of the classic lines that was brought out. But before we get to that, Galloway said that he's never seen a barrel of oil. He's never owned a barrel of oil. He's never bought a barrel of oil, and he's never sold a barrel of oil.
Nor has anyone done so on his behalf.
Exactly. Now, before we get into this a little bit deeper, we have to know also that the Daily Telegraph and also the Christian Science mm-hmm. Monitor both had to print retractions about Galloway, and also
after accusing him of similar allegations,
right.
they ended up having to pay him damages,
right.
substantial damages.
Yes, yeah, settlement payments. So this was definitely in his favor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the charges against Galloway come from this thing called the Dulfell Inquiry. Now, that name doesn't mean a whole lot to us until we find out that who was behind it. Ahmed Chalabi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we know who this guy is?
Well, Galloway calls him a fraudster, a robber, and a con man.
Yeah. Plus, he was the one that fed all of this bogus information to the neocons before the Iraqi war, saying about that Saddam Hussein had all these weapons of mass destruction, he was an imminent threat, that he was going to attack other nations, blah, blah, blah. Well, it ends up that all of this was bogus, so much so that the neocons had to publicly kick him out of their ranks. It was very much an embarrassment to both sides, to Chalabi and also to the neocons. And this is one of the main factors in this bogus war now that we have over in Iraq. So Chalabi, who is a known liar and who's been publicly disgraced, is the one leading these charges against George Galloway. So that should throw up a red flag there and let you know that something's very, very fishy about all
this.
He
said the biggest sanctions busters were American companies with the connivance of the U.S. administration.
Yeah. And also now, they said about Galloway, get this, that he used a children's cancer foundation to conceal his oil transactions. Well, we looked into this also, and we found a document. And this is what Galloway is saying is the forgery. When he said that they have nothing on him except his name on a list, Well, we found this list that he's referring to,
mm-hmm.
and you can see that there was four or five different areas pointed out to show that it was a forgery. First, with all these different names, George Galloway's name is in an entirely different font than everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his name is on a tilt on the line where all the rest of them are straight. Also, that the lineup with all the other names is wrong. Plus, his name is in a lighter print than all the other names on this list. So it looks like it was added after the fact,
yeah.
or something was deleted, and then his name was put in there.
Galloway also said that U.S. lawmakers never contacted him with this supposed
right.
investigation they were doing of him. They never contacted him to ask him any questions or to corroborate any of the allegations. And he said if they had any proof, they would have brought it with them. And he said they didn't have any proof with them yesterday.
Yeah.
He also accuses Bush and Blair of lying to the armed forces about the likely length of the war in Iraq. And he also accuses them of stealing money from the American taxpayers.
That's right. Now, so there was the big showdown yesterday. George Galloway seated in front of primarily Norm Coleman and Carl Levin,
mm-hmm.
who's a Democrat from Michigan, I believe. And the first blow that Galloway landed against Coleman was where he said he was pro-Israel, pro-war neocon, hawk. There was a lick spittle of George Bush. Now, I don't know what a lick spittle is. This must be some kind of slang.
Doesn't sound like a compliment.
No, it doesn't sound like a compliment. It must be some kind of slang from the United Kingdom, from Britain. But even more importantly, when Coleman was trying to rebut this stuff, Galloway came out finally and said, I've been right about everything
right.
about this war, and you've been wrong about everything about this war. And it was very dramatic because he started listing all the things that he was right about and they were wrong about, and it's very telling the pack of lies that has been fed to the American public.
He said, the people who have been guilty of massive profiteering in Iraq is the U.S. themselves.
Right.
And he intends to put the United States on trial. He said, quote, I don't have to answer to them. They don't rule the world.
Right. Galloway said that he
Pretty
was...
Pretty strong words, huh?
Yeah. Well, and listen to this. He said that when he was an opponent of Saddam Hussein, it was at the same time when the United States and the United Kingdom were actually selling guns and weapons to Saddam Hussein. Plus, now this is what Lisa brought up earlier about Donald Rumsfeld. Coleman said that
Galloway had met with Saddam many times.
Many times, and that he was a dear, dear friend of his. Well, Galloway set the record straight and said actually he'd only met Saddam Hussein face to face two times.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now this is the same amount of times that who met him twice?
Donald Rumsfeld.
Right.
But for different purposes altogether.
Right. Galloway said that when he met Saddam Hussein, it was to bring peace to the area, to try to bring some kind of relief, to try to get around the sanctions, to relieve the sanctions. While what was Donald Rumsfeld doing?
Well, he was meeting with him to give him guns
yeah.
and maps to target those guns.
Right. So one was meeting to lessen sanctions and to bring about peace.
Right.
Donald Rumsfeld. Now, and the government doesn't like to talk about that, do they? They don't even like that picture being shown.
In fact, after the whole hearing was over, Norm Coleman kind of slithered outside to talk to the press, and he said very shakily that Galloway didn't seem credible to him.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't seem credible when they don't want that picture being shown
yeah.
of Donald Rumsfeld
this
shaking hands with Saddam Hussein.
Found that the U.S. oil purchases accounted for 52% of the kickbacks paid to Iraq on return for cheap oil under that Food for Oil program. 52%.
Yeah, interesting. Also, now this is another thing that got under their skin, was that Galloway has been warning the Arab nations
right.
not to let the United States come in there and set up even more puppet governments
yep.
like the one they've set up right now in Iraq.
He has directly addressed the Arab people and told them to stand up for themselves before they get another corrupt king or puppet president put in place by the United States. And so he's really trying to get the Arab people to stand up for themselves. And, I mean, you got to give him credit for that.
Right. Yeah. Now,
who else is doing that?
Yeah. Even more so, and even more dangerous to this government and also to the British government, is that Galloway pointed out, and he said he's been pointing out even before the war, that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that Iraq and Saddam Hussein had no ties, no direct ties to Al-Qaeda, and also Saddam Hussein and Iraq had no ties to 9/11. Now, of course, Israel had tons of ties to 9/11. As we've pointed out on this show, and many other researchers have pointed out, Iraq had none, yet there was that one poll, you remember, a year or two ago, where they asked people, I think, to watch Fox News, who was responsible for 9/11, and I think it was like 64% said Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
And he's pointing out they had nothing to do with it,
right.
And that's the truth.
Now, Norm Coleman is the Republican that's in charge of this committee, which was conducting this hearing yesterday, and Galloway went head-to-head with Coleman, accusing him of his, you know, supporting this Iraqi invasion, which was based on nothing but a pack of lies, and blamed the United States for all the deaths associated with this war based on lies, all the people who've been disabled, a lot of them forever.
Well, let me give the numbers. There was, right now, there's over 100,000 people dead since this war started, over 1,600 U.S. troops, plus 15,000 of our troops have been wounded.
Well, 1,600 killed.
Killed. What did I say?
You didn't say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 1,600 U.S. soldiers killed and over 15,000 wounded. And all in all, he said, this is the mother of all smoke screens, this oil for food thing, which, of course, the U.N. is guilty of it, and Kofi Annan and his son are up to their necks.
I think one of the most powerful things he said, though, is about the Iraqi children, that so many of them have been killed before they even knew that they were old enough to know they were Iraqis, but they were killed solely because they are Iraqis and they were born at this time.
Yeah, and what this is doing is distracting all of the attention away from the crimes and the theft of billions of dollars from companies at Halliburton. He says, look at Halliburton and look at the American taxpayers, how badly they're getting screwed. There's billions and billions of unaccounted dollars just being pumped into this cesspool over there, and there's no accountability.
Yeah.
Nobody knows anything. The reports coming out of Iraq is it's a complete disaster over there, but we just keep pumping more and more money into it. And
you know, considering how much is being made about his tone with them yesterday, his defiance, you would they've never experienced defiance at one of these hearings before. Maybe they need to experience it on a more regular basis.
Well,
I kind of like how shaken up they look.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I read some of the comments after one of the articles I read, and the person that wrote it says, it's too bad that the Democrats can't start acting like George Galloway, because maybe they wouldn't be such stepping stones for the Republicans, or just doormats for them,
I guess. No, it'd be great. Get a bunch of people in the 9/11 truth movement to go sit before a congressional hearing. I'd like to see the looks on their faces when we show some of our defiance.
Yeah. Now, let me read a couple other quick quotes here from Galloway. He said that he had no expectation of justice from a group of Christian fundamentalist and Zionist activists. It's always great when they throw that word in there, because that's the big hit. Nobody should talk about that. Under the chairmanship of the neocon George Bush, who was pro-war. He also said, this is a right-wing committee with an agenda which reached its conclusion before they even considered the facts. And he said, Joseph McCarthy must be smiling admirably in his grave when he watches this. And he said this was also a pro-war lynch mob, the most intense collection of pro-war, pro-Israel neocons he's ever seen. And finally, one last one, every one of them pays obeisance at the court of General Ariel Sharon. These people are involved in the mother of all smokescreens. Now, there's somebody that's touched on all the hot-button issues, and no wonder they were squirming, because whenever you bring up Ariel Sharon, the Zionists, and the neocons all in one ball of wax, people start to squirm.
Galloway has also been known to be against the Afghanistan military action, the 1991 Gulf War, and also the Western imperialism.
Yeah.
You can see for a second.
So anyway, it was very refreshing to see something like this, to see somebody go in there and rile them up a little bit. And it's such a rarity. And as we said in the beginning, we love people that stand up in the face of political correctness and popular opinion.
You know, we really want to believe that was genuine.
Yeah.
And I hope that it was. I really hope that it was, because I can't imagine that the media would have even aired that if they had any inkling that he would be saying that, you know, to Norm Coleman and to the rest of the committee.
Yeah.
No, so you have to just ask yourself.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to talk radio this morning, and it wasn't being given a lot of play, little news snippets for 10 seconds or, you know, maybe coverage for a minute or so from the talk radio guys. But all in all, they want to sweep this under the rug real quickly.
Yeah,
and
somebody commented that Chris Matthews on Hardball last night seemed quite taken aback by his tone, by his defiance.
Yeah, well, he probably remembered Zell Miller when he got stood down by Zell Miller at the
Galloway says he's being targeted because of his outspoken opposition to the war in Iraq and because of how he's chastised Blair in the past and Bush. So
right.
He formed his own party, the Respect Party.
Yeah, and if these documents are forgeries, as we've pointed out, and now we've seen so many other forgeries leading up to this war, so many other lies, that why would anybody conclude that this committee or this administration is telling the truth about anything right now.
Yeah, they said they weren't going by the same documents that he was referring to, which were proven forgeries.
Right.
But he said he countered that with, well, the UN Food for Oil Program didn't even exist during the years 1992 and 1993, so you have to be talking about the same time frame.
Right.
The same documents that were proven forgeries.
Yeah. Well, there it is, folks. We laid it out for you. Let us know what you think, and also take a look at our lead article today on the Wing TV homepage by Michael Langston, who's quickly becoming one of the most powerful writers on the Internet, so much so that we'd like him to become a regular columnist.
And we have to tell you that it is day 12 since Alex Jones has been issued the challenge to answer our questions, and so far, nothing from Alex Jones.
Not a word. So, we'll see you again tomorrow on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
See you tomorrow.